pregame here for Jimmy's Towing. It's Steve Boyle, and with me is making his broadcast debut, Keith Richards. Keith, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me here. I'm thrilled and honored that you asked me to do it. So
I'm pleased to have you. I don't know many bigger sports fans than you, and I figured if I need somebody to be really specific and tight on statistics, you're going to be the guy to go to. So I'm glad you can make it out tonight. We've got a doubleheader tonight, so you're getting right in. Not just getting your feet wet, getting your legs and probably most of your torso, too.
Not even a doubleheader, but it's districts. It's the very first. I mean, to me, it always seemed like this was a brand-new season. No matter how great, how poor season went, I mean, this is a brand-new start. And it's win or go home, so you can't have a much better start than that.
Yeah, and sometimes those games in mid-season can start to feel a little meaningless, but never in the tournament. And like you said, You could come in here and be winless in the regular season, but if you win tonight, you get to stay alive for another game. And Western Panthers have not had a bad year. Matter of fact, a pretty tremendous year. They are the Interstate 8 champions. They come in tonight 14-5. They were 11-3 in their league. And they have the look of the favorite here in this division. And as you and I were talking about pregame, Michigan Center is going to be listening to this and going, you know, Steve, we might be the hottest team out there.
18-2 and won, I think last seven games. So, yeah. I mean, that's hard to dispute, but you got a little bit discrepancy in opponents, and it's hard to tell without seeing a game or two. So,
yeah. Well, Western coming up a win. BC Harper Creek 70-51 on Friday. They had the weekend to rest, and now they're back on the floor right now. They had a common opponent with Stockbridge here, and that was the one I saw that was noteworthy to maybe our listeners and here in the district, Northwest. And Western beat them twice, 70-50 and then 55-50. Meanwhile, Stockbridge also got them, but it took overtime to do it, 62-56.
Double overtime, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so a couple overtime periods to get the job done, but they both, that common opponent, I don't know, it looks like a pretty, all the things I see on paper say this should be a pretty good matchup. We've got a 12-6 Stockbridge team. They were 8-3 in their league. They end up third place in the Greater Lansing Activities Conference. They're coming off a win as well, 63-54 versus Lake Odessa. They actually played them twice and beat them both times, home and away. In kind of an erratic end of the season schedule, a lot of teams had to cancel games due to weather. So they were rushing to make up all their league games, and some teams were playing back-to-backs, maybe even, you know, back-to-back and then a day off and then another back-to-back. So tired legs maybe for a couple of these guys.
Yeah, and with Lake Odessa, they played them back-to-back at nights, and it was a home-and-home series of each one traveling to the other school.
Stockbridge won their last four, though. They're coming in here on a bit of a roll. And I don't know, in the gymnasium, at least this matches their colors, their school colors. Maybe they'll feel a little at home here playing in the orange and black gymnasium here at Charlotte. I have not done a game here before, but I'm looking around the room and I'm saying, I don't know, picture a little bit smaller, the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse at Lumen Christi, and a little more orange and black. We're due for a quick break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things going. It is the Western Panthers, the Stockbridge Panthers, Panther versus Panther on WKHM. We're back in 3 minutes on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Keith Richards live at Charlotte High School. The Orioles, home of the Orioles, they're not in action tonight. They drew a first-round bye. Tonight we've got a doubleheader, though. We've got the Parma Western Panthers and the Stockbridge Panthers. Game one, game two of our doubleheader tonight, Jackson Northwest and Eaton Rapids, the Mounties and the Greyhounds. Keith, why don't we run down the starting lineup here for both teams?
All right, so for Western, we have Nathan Burke starting, Landon French, Trey Cottingham, Caleb Griffin, and Tyler Wisman, yes, thank you.
Played himself into the starting lineup really in the last couple weeks. He had a huge game against Lumen Christi, a game that Western lost, but it was nice to see. You got a 6'7 guy and you can get him into the lineup on the reg.
Wow, 6'7?
Yeah, he's a big kid out there tonight. They got a couple guys that are stretching the tape out. Wisman at 6'7, and Dustin is listed on the score sheet at 6 foot. It's been that way all year. he's pushing 6'5", 6'6", these days.
A small difference.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Meanwhile, how do we got for how about Stockbridge?
For Stockbridge, we have Chris Hall starting, Austin Perkins, Brandon Nelson, John Morris, and Noah Robidoux.
I think we're going to go with Robidoux on that pronunciation. That's where I'm going.
Say that one more time.
Robidoux. If it's not right, we'll figure it out. You know what we can do is listen in the pregame introductions. But, yeah, they've got some size, too. They got a couple guys going. You got Perkins at 6'4", Nelson at 6'3". And Robidoux, he's a guard, 6'2", and you noted he's a sophomore, Keith. So they got a little youth in their lineup. And, again, a pretty good squad out here for Stockbridge. Had a nice year at 12-6, third place in the Greater Lansing Activities Conference. We're winding our way up to game time. Again, stay tuned. Following this one, we'll be having a doubleheader tonight, 7:30, the scheduled game time for Northwest and Eaton Rapids. And if that's not your flavor, on 95.9 the Power Cow tonight, we've got East Jackson and Grass Lake at 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Expanded coverage of high school basketball on the network here, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. As we roll you up to game time, we will take another two-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and get the starting lineups in. Again, our pregame brought to you tonight by Jimmy's Towing. And I hope you don't need them, but if you do, it's nice to know they're there. Two-minute break, and we're right back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boy, Keith Richards live at Charlotte High School. The Western Panthers in the home white jerseys. Stockbridge Panthers in the black and orange. And we are just moments away from the tip. We get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. Keith, you confirmed it's Robidoux.
That I did.
For our player whose pronunciation we were uncertain of. Our pregame thank you to Jimmy's Towing for being on board. We'll get another pregame from them, postgame slash pregame, as we move to game number two of our doubleheader tonight. Again, we're online around the world at WKHM.com. On Wednesday, we'll be here again at Charlotte. Looking forward to round two. The winner of tonight's game will take on Charlotte in that second round. And the winner of our second game between Northwest and Eaton Rapids will take on Michigan Center, who drew a first round bye. That's going to be a tough matchup for either team, but I'm looking forward to game two of the doubleheader tonight as well. Again, the starters take the floor here. We're right at midcourt at the score table. Underneath the hanging scoreboard in the middle of the floor, we haven't had one of these this year, keeping this stiff neck trying to check the time and the count.
I mean, it's really cool from the stands. It's for us, it might be a little bit more difficult, but
I also think it might be an issue for the players on the floor trying to check the time.
Yeah, I did not think of that one. No. Well, I was asking the scorekeeper here, and they said that usually they have the two ones on the side, but the one is not functioning. And since the one doesn't work, they don't want to give an unfair advantage to anybody, so they've decided to just go with the one center court. But, yeah, it could be an issue for the players.
I agree, erring on the side of competition. If you're not used to looking up, it might take a minute to get used to. I don't know that it will be a big issue, and I think the coaches are going to do a great job of reminding players when they're running out of time.
That's one of those small details that coaches that are really with it, that's something they'll take care of. And, you know, they can deal with it a lot of different ways. Having somebody on the bench there to call it out, or it can be handled, and I think they'll be detail-oriented enough to do it.
Wiseman in the center circle, jumping up against number 20, Austin Perkins, and the tap comes to the Unbelievable. Yeah, on the tip, we had somebody dive into the score table, knocked out the on-off button here on our soundboard. We're up and running, and the Western Panthers have the basketball. Your knee all right, Keith?
No, it really is.
Wow.
But we'll make do. Let's go.
Battling through an injury now in your first broadcast. Landon French misses from the left wing on a three-point attempt, rebounded by Stockbridge. And the Stockbridge team coming up the right side. I hesitate to say Panthers because they're both Panthers, and that might be confusing. Stockbridge working with about Chris Hall out at the top of the key. And Western moving in kind of a trapping zone. Three-pointer goes up, an offensive rebound. Second chance for Stockbridge. Dribbled it off the foot. Three-point attempt right there from Brandon Nelson. Or excuse me, the rebound attempt, Nelson, and he loses it out of bounds. Panthers, Western gets the ball back. They lead 2-0. No, they're the home. And miss a basket?
I guess. I'm really confused on that one.
Nate Burke, left wing for Western, left-hander. Dribble drive and gets to French. It gets into the paint, cross court to Cottingham. Trey will skip it to Burke, left wing. Both teams kind of starting out in a zone here. Looking to control the inside. Wisman moving around, and Burke.
That 1-3-1 zone?
It's kind of what it's looking like, Keith. There's a drive by Burke. Gets into the lane. Up in the air. Hangs. Contested. Missed it. Gets it back, though, and powers it up just off the rim. And Burke will get to the line with a pair of free throws. Second effort there by Nate Burke on the offensive glass. Able to get him to the free throw line. So we got 2-0 in the fracas at midcourt. I guess we missed a bucket.
Had to have.
2-0 Stockbridge right now as Burke hits from the free throw line and makes it 2-1. Nate Burke will take the second attempt, left-handed, gets them both to go, and we're tied at 2 early going, 6:32 to go. And they'll trap in full court. Near wow. Steal by by French. He's a little late to get there, commit a foul instead. Austin Perkins on the catch.
It's a good try, but that foul might be costly later.
It's a little clear that he was late to get in the passing lane, but made the effort anyway. But you're right, Keith. Fouls could come back to haunt you, early ones like that. Good job on the press break by Stockbridge, but lost the handle.
Oh,
gets down on the deck to keep it. Stockbridge will hold on. Burke with a near strip. This Western defense is aggressive in the passing lanes. Open look out of the corner for three, and he hits it. John Morris out of the corner, out of the chaos, finds himself an open look, and it's 5-2 Stockbridge. Burke working at the top, looking to get across to French. Into the corner for Cottingham, back out to French right wing. Swings it across to Burke on the left wing. Now he'll go into the corner, skip past to Cottingham. He'll get an open look for three, and he hits it. Bucket for bucket, we're matching right now 5-5 with 5:43 remaining.
Definitely not short on action between the trapping and the three-point shooting.
Stockbridge gets it up quick against the pressure. Now slows it down a little bit. We're running a 2-3 zone here with the Panthers. French and Burke trying to trap on the right wing with Robidoux. Now we're going to drive from the wing into the paint. Little jump stop and flipped it up on the basket. Missed shot by Chris Hall, but the tap is good on the second effort. It's 7-5, and I think they credited that to Austin Perkins. 5:08 to go. It's 7-5. Stockbridge, Western with the basketball. Burke will get up to the top of the key area where he's working. Now he gets into the elbow. Fakes the jumper, gets into the lane, off the glass, and Burke, patience on the dribble drive, finds some space. And now the Western full court pressure. Good job by Stockbridge to get up the floor. Into a double coverage there and missed the shot, but two defenders, nobody to box out. Offensive putback, Austin Perkins there with the tap. It's 9-7, back and forth game right now. Cottingham flips it over to French at the top of the key, left side for Burke. Now he'll skip it back over to French, who drives. Nice feed down to Talutki down low. Wanted a foul, but no call. It'll go out of bounds. That was Caleb Griffin on the action. Now we'll get some substitutions to get Daniel Dustin out of the floor and Brett Casto into the game with Tyler Oxley as well. Burke going down low to Oxley, goes right to work, stripped from behind. Good steal, and now stolen back, Trey Cottingham. Second effort, he takes it to the bucket, couldn't get the layup to go, but he will draw a foul, and a couple free throws coming for Cottingham. Keith, with all this full court pressure and trapping, it's been a high-paced game. Can't relax.
No, not at all, and I'm working on getting up to speed to be as fast as you on calling it off.
4:13 to go here in the first quarter. And the free throw is good from Cottingham. Get a substitution on the Stockbridge side, and that is Adam Twining coming in. 6'2". Junior. Cottingham with a second attempt pending. Flips it, and it's good. 9-9, we stay tied up. Stockbridge, great inbound up the floor to get in before the pressure could get set up. And out ahead of everyone for the layup is Noah Rabideau. Burke right back for the Western Panthers, 11-9. They trail by two. 3:55 left in the first quarter. Skip pass, nearly picked off. Cottingham recovers it, though. Dangerous pass to try and skip it like that. Into the corner, Castro looking to go down low. Good block, but look at that. Burke steals it right back on the break. He goes to action, takes it deep, gets into the paint, and they have to grab him. So he can't score it, but he does get two free throw attempts.
It's like Perkins with a foul.
That is Perkins. That's the call. Keith, it seems like every time that Stockbridge creates a turnover in transition, Western is not hustling to get back. They're playing those passing lanes, and they've created a couple of turnovers to get the ball back.
Well, I think there's a natural tendency. You get that ball, and you think you're free and clear, and the other team is looking to take it right back and have been successful to do it. I think both teams have done that on each other. It's kind of ironic because you always hear that a pressing team struggles against another pressing team. You wouldn't expect that given the practice, but
Cottingham for three from the corner. So off the missed free throw, they get the offensive rebound, and now Western gets the lead. On the drive down, Oxley tries to take the charge. Right call there no call, as it were. And Stockbridge scores at 13-12. They lead. Casto in the corner, open for three. Too hard. Rebounded by Stockbridge. They look to run. Behind the back dribble, stolen, but picked up by Stockbridge. Left it short on the three-point attempt, and Burke rebounds. Missed shot on that one, Brandon Nelson. Western up the floor, quick Cottingham, step back three, and he hits again. Trey Cottingham, absolutely unconscious right now. 15-13. Western takes the lead back. It's keeping on the full court pressure. Stockbridge has done a pretty good job of handling it. Step inside, and long two-point attempt missed by Nelson. Rebounded by Rabideau, and he gets fouled down the baseline. It'll be Stockbridge ball. We'll get a timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 15-13 Western leads with 2:40 to go first quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards on the inbound here for Stockbridge from the baseline. Rabideau looking to get it in. He's got to flip it out to the safety valve. That is Adam Twining. Twining gets it, and they attack. Nice drive from the wing. Chris Hall gets to the bucket, double clutch, and scores it. We're tied at 15. Landon French back to Burke. He's right wing. They continue with this kind of 1-3-1 zone for Stockbridge. French into the corner. Cottingham open again for three, and he hits it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Cottingham lights out right now. 4-for-4 from beyond the arc. And he's got 14 points. Thank you, Keith. Western looking to kind of half-court trap now. Stockbridge with it at the left wing. That's Chris Hall. Chased all the way out to mid-court, and they're really pressuring those guys in the backcourt. Into the corner, stolen by Cottingham. Looking up floor to Burke ahead of everyone. He's got one guy to contest. Puts it in with the bunny. Fast break, Burke. And we'll get a 30-second timeout from Stockbridge, 20-15. 30-second break, and we're back on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards in the first quarter still. 1:46 to play in our opening set. 20-15 is the score here. A little hot shooting and some turnovers getting Western out to a five-point lead. The Stockbridge Panthers ready to battle back. Missed shot. Letting a little contact go down low, but it hasn't affected the game. They're letting it go both ways. I like the way they're calling it right now, letting these guys play. Cottingham has been on fire. He'll take one from NBA range, and he hit it!
Check.
The heat check says it's on fire. Trey Cottingham, 23-15, out to an eight-point advantage behind a huge first quarter for Trey Cottingham, the Western Panthers. Our first half is brought to you tonight. I got to say thank you to our first half sponsors, Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's the heating you're worried about this time of year. We had some cold ones, but Trey Cottingham keeping it hot here at Charlotte High School, 23-15. Western out to a lead.
And that last shot was probably about 3 feet behind the line.
Yeah, and he said, you know what, you guys aren't going to stand out here and guard me. I'm going to shoot it as Austin Perkins hits a free throw on the Stockbridge end of the floor.
Daniel Dunston with the last foul for Western that sent him to the line.
Wisman back on the floor, the 6'7 guy. And you wonder what's going to happen if Stockbridge might be forced out of this zone. And then you start running that pick and roll, and Wisman becomes a weapon down low with that 6'7 frame. And he's a big, strong 6'7. Burke on the right wing gets into the elbow, out to French. Get out to the wing, a drive and a floater. Pretty drive, missed the shot. That is Zachary Nichols. Into the corner for three, wing from Stockbridge. Missed it, but no box out, and a slash and offensive rebound. Chris Hall. Putback's good. It's 23-18. Now 33 seconds to go, first quarter. Three-point at Cottingham. That might have been partially Brock. He missed everything on it. Back up the floor, Stockbridge. Burke tries to steal. Doesn't get it. Into the corner. Good look to get to the open shot for three, but he missed everything. Shot it right over the rim. Missed shot for Adam Twining. And now a turnover at the other end for Western. And that is Nelson bringing it up the right side. Now the Panthers steal it back. Western. Nate Burke on the break, challenging, and he gets it up in the air, off the glass for two. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Burke showing off the strength to get that shot up.
He drove the length of the court with confidence, went right at the defender, found an angle and put it up, took the contact, no problem.
25-18 Western out front right now, 4.1 seconds on our first quarter clock here on the first half for our friends at Aspen Heating and Air Conditioning. 1 hour. Burke back at the free throw line. He's getting comfortable there early. There's your lefty free throw. And he got it to go. Sawyer Watterson coming into the game. Watterson missed the last game we did with Western with an ankle injury, and you can see he's wearing a brace now. But they're glad to have him back out. Guy who can shoot, another guy who can defend. And Stockbridge, sometimes you don't get a steal off the pressure, Keith. You get them to make a mistake like that.
Yeah, that pass was just way too close to the sidelines. He was leaning out over bounds, couldn't quite getting in.
Castle fires! No. Looking for another. He was trying to outdo Cottingham on that one. It would have been almost half court. 26-18 after one. Let's take a one-minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards ready for the second quarter. 8 minutes on the clock. Western out to a 26-18 lead behind 17 first-quarter points by Trey Cottingham.
No, 18 points in a quarter is nothing to sneeze at. That's going to give you 72 points for a game. But 26, that's real impressive.
Yeah, hot start for Western. Swinging it around the perimeter here. Stockbridge staying in that zone defense. You thought maybe for a minute they might have shot him out of it, but they're going to stick with the game plan. And there they create a turnover, trying to get to Griffin in the high post, and now a fast break for Stockbridge. No numbers, kind of forced it, but does a good job of getting the contact. That's Chris Hall having a nice night tonight.
4 points so far for Mr. Hall, plus a chance to get two more around the free throw line.
He's been tough on the offensive glass here for Stockbridge, giving them some extra attempts out there. 7:32 to go first half, 26-18. He can cut the lead to six from the line, and he hits the first one. Give Nate Burke a little breather to start the quarter, but he's going to come back on the floor, and so is Cottingham. See if we can reset the lineups here. So we got Burt coming back in. Watterson will get a break, and Griffin will go to the bench. She's got Cottingham, Burt, French, Oxley, and Casto right now for Western. Stockbridge is working with Brandon Nelson. At the line is Chris Hall. We've got Josh Lewis and Noah Rabideau down here on the other end. Missed the second free throw. Makes it 26-19. Burke's got it for Western. Right wing for French. Top for Burke. Swings it to Casto. Back to Burke. Casto left wing. Fires for three. Halfway down before it comes out. Offensive rebound. Tyler Oxley powers it up. Gets the shot block. And Cottingham sneaks away with the offensive rebound. Steps back for three. Missed. And there's Oxley again. And he goes to take it back up. We're going to jump ball. Nice tie-up by the Stockbridge defense. And they'll get the basketball for the effort. Oxley battling down with a couple offensive boards on that possession. 7:09 to go first half. 26-19, Western still in front. Stockbridge with full court pressure now by Western. Taking their time. A little more patient on the press break this time. There they re-releases, takes it all the way to the bucket, and Chris Hall scores it. Picture perfect on the press break on that one. Cottingham in the corner. Gets it out to Burke. Burke back to Cottingham in the corner. Pump fakes from three, drives through the lane out to Casto. There's Burke open for three. Pump fakes. Now he's dribbling down the baseline. Dribbles back out. Nothing there. Western will reset here against the one, kind of a 1-3-1. One, I don't know. Looks like maybe, is that the same press they've been?
Or no, I think they have switched. It looks closer to 3-2.
Yeah, that's kind of what, that was kind of my vision, or 2-3, but there's the attack by French. Gets into the paint. Now out to Casto. He's open for three. Missed it. And on the rebound battle, Burke knocks it away from Rabideau, and that goes out of bounds.
I think with Western hitting all those threes in the corner, they had to do something to shift the defense. And, yeah, you're right. It's 2-3. Three on the back line.
And now looking to trap Western, and there's a turnover. Possibly it's run loose on the floor. The chase is on, and he couldn't get to it in time. So it will go out of bounds. And that'll say, I'm waiting for the officials to decide who gets it and where they get it. And we're going to take it out on the Western end of the floor, and it's going to be Panther basketball. Oh. That's always right.
Can't go wrong with that one, but it is actually going to be for Western.
It is Western
ball. A little
ball.
Tip by Stockbridge.
Frenchel inbound. All the way back to Cottingham to set up the offense at the top. He goes right side. There's an open look for Mikhail Doss. Excuse me, Sean Shumpert. Burt deep gets a screen from Dustin. Daniel cuts to the basket into the corner for Landon French. Now get it out to Shumpert. Swings it to Cottingham right wing. Now skip pass over to Landon French at the left wing. Gets to Burke on the baseline. He gets in, pump fakes. Gets everybody off their feet. Can't get the shot to go, but he draws another foul.
Strong left hand attempt.
5:37 to go first half for Aspen. 1 hour of heating and air conditioning. 26-25 Western lead. And Burke's going to get to the free throw line. And there's your lefty free throw, short. I like Burke's socks. I can't quite tell what that looks like. Some, maybe some Panther logo, some Western Panther specific socks.
Well, after the blazing fast start, Western hasn't gotten a point until now.
There's that one's good. Thanks for the reverse jinx, Keith. 27-21. Full court pressure again by Western. Stockbridge looks a lot more in control when they're trying to break the press and taking some time. Still creating a little chaos, but there's a nice cut. And a pass out for three. Nelson pump fakes into the corner. There was an open look. Hall pumps it and drives all the way to the bucket. He is just looking to penetrate every time he gets it. And he scores it again. Chris Hall having himself a night. Cut the lead to 4, 27-23. Western has slowed down. They haven't been this hot shooting here in the second quarter. Burke on the drive, and he makes him foul him. Burke continues to put pressure on him with the dribble drive. 5:03 left in our first half, 27-23 Western, and that one's going to be on the floor. Next foul against Charlotte will put the Panthers into the bonus.
Foul is charged to Austin Perkins for Stockbridge. His second.
Inbound the base from the baseline goes to the left wing for Burt. Now to the top for Cottingham. Back to Burt. Cottingham will fire another deep triple. That one's good. He missed one, and he's back in rhythm, it looks like. 30-23, lead out to seven. Stockbridge trying to get up the floor quickly before the press can get set up. Hall left wing into the corner. There's a triple try. Missed everything. That was missed by John Morris. Burke bringing it up the floor now for the Panthers. Stockbridge gets the zone set up. Burke left side for Shumpert. Shumpert picks up the dribble. They had a chance to trap him. What a no-look pass. Down to Talutki. Now Shumpert drives, drops it off, and at the hot free throw line, pass back out to Burke, who skips it over to Cottingham. Patience moving around the perimeter here by Western. Shumpert will fire for three from the right corner. Halfway down, but Dustin with the rebound. And goes up with it, knocked away, and it'll stay Western ball. Daniel Dustin with the offensive rebound, then he gets substituted for. It's Cottingham, Talutki, Griffin, Burke, and Shumpert for Western right now. Into Griffin, gets it out to Burke. A small lineup right now for Western. Into the corner for Cottingham. He's got 20. 30-23, 3:55 in the first half. Cottingham thought about another deep triple. Instead, he'll dribble drive into the elbow area. Has to pass back out to Burke, right wing. Burke slowly moves his way back toward midcourt, and he's going to reset. Getting a call from Coach Molnix at the bench.
Hands off, Black. Hands off.
Yeah.
That looks more like a 3-2 zone now, Keith. Or kind of a 2-1-2.
Seems like they keep on shifting it, which is, you know, it definitely has helped to slow them down, Western.
Cottingham gets enough breathing room. He pump fakes the guy past him. Gets the shot up. Couple bounces up the rim. Doesn't go, but an offensive rebound by Western. They'll keep possession. Cottingham. Cottingham's running around like he's Reggie Miller. If he knows he can get some space, he'll get it and shoot it. Nice feed down to the baseline. Talutki got up in the air, couldn't do anything with it, but Western keeps it out to Cottingham and drives into the lane. Lost his footing a little bit, but that was because he was bumped. And that's going to be the bonus situation now for Western. Cottingham at the line with a 1-1.
As you said, he's got 6 threes in this half, 20 points, 20 of the 30 points for Western. And he's going to go to the free throw line where he looked awfully confident his first trip there.
Yeah, knocked down a couple with nothing but net. He's just, they're nights for a shooter where you just feel like anything you put up's got a chance, and I think it's one of those nights, at least so far, for Cottingham.
I've seen you have a couple of those nights, Steve. I don't know it so much, but I know you can do that.
It's been a few years, but there was a time. Cottingham hits the front end of the 1-1, 31-23.
Swished it through just like the other two attempts.
And you can just see, even the way he's looking at the official about to pass it to him, he wants that ball in his hands. Let me get the shot. He misses it. Maybe I gave him the actual jinx on that one. But Cottingham misses, but it's knocked out of bounds. The Panthers are going to keep it. Western Panthers, that is. It's Cottingham with the inbound. Wisman back on the floor with French, Griffin, and Burke for Western. Under 3 minutes now to go first half for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. We'll get you all the numbers here coming up at the half for Denny's Restaurant. 247 taken away. Cottingham left wing. Back to Burke at the top. Burke slices in through the zone. Gets deep up and double clutches. Missed it, but gets his own tap. Putback is good for Burke, and it's a 10-point Western lead now. 234 left in the half. Hall with a nice pass down to the baseline. Into the trees, though, and has to get it out. There's an open look for three from the corner. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Up in the air. Double clutch, and that is John Morris with the offensive rebound. And the putback attempt. Can't get it to go, but he will get to the line for a pair. Just a little bump. Enough to disrupt the shot, and Morris to take a pair of free throws.
Fifth foul for Western. First foul on Riley Kennedy. Excuse me. Wrong person. Caleb Griffin.
Thank you. Griffin goes to the bench. That'll get the other Dustin off the bench. This is David Dustin. And the second free throw is off, but Morris chases down his own rebound. 33-24 after he made one of the two. 2:16 left in the half. Rabideau and Hall exchanging the basketball around the perimeter. Rabideau at the top of the key. Right wing now for Morris. He skip passes over to Hall. Looks to drive. Now passes in the corner. Three-point shot is off. Offensive rebound. Putback attempt missed. And another guy streaks in there. Good job by Brandon Nelson to come in and rebound that and get the putback. Stockbridge doesn't really box out of the offensive end. They just slice in there and grab rebounds. Keeping it close. Second effort there. 33-26, minute 42 left as French fires for three. That rattles halfway down and pops out. And now Hall will take the length of the floor. He's got two on one. Takes it himself. Blocked! Nice defense by French. Rebounded Wisman, and Burke runs the break for Western into the corner for Cottingham. Jab step, dribbles into the elbow, jump back three, or excuse me, long deuce. Missed it, offensive rebound, and we'll get a foul against Western. That's going to go against Dustin.
Looks like he had a man he could have passed to, but it was, as you said, he got that ball in his hand, and he wanted to shoot it. It wasn't a bad shot, and it led to the offensive rebound.
He got some space, but I think that extra defender could help defense got there in time to make him feel uncomfortable on the shot. And now Cottingham will get a breather. Save those legs for later. 33-26. I don't feel like Stockbridge is going anywhere. 1:18 to go first half. And now Stockbridge with a minute and 11. Nelson over to Morris. And we get a timeout from the Stockbridge bench. And that's like a full timeout. Let's take a 1 minute break with 1:05 to go in the first half. 33-26, Western leads Stockbridge on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Postseason high school basketball here on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. We're back underway. And it's Chris Hall driving against Nate Burke. Gets all the way to the bucket. Blocked! It looked like Burke was beat, but he was just kind of trailing the play, it looks like, and waiting for that chance to stuff that one.
He had that one all the way.
Stockbridge basketball inbound from Rabideau, and it's hit by Mikhail Doss, who's into the game now for the Panthers. Rabideau will inbound again. From the baseline, tries to drop it in the Hall, and Doss hit it again. Oh, this time he got a kick. Doss got quick hands down there. They'll switch him out. And still Rabideau to inbound with French right in his face. Does get it in, and a three-point shot by Nelson missed. Offensive rebound. Tie up in the lane, and we'll get a jump ball. Yes. Nice rebound by Adam Twining. I don't know if it was Oxley or Burke who tied that up, or French, but 33-26 Panther, Western Panther lead, 49.2 to go first half for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning.
Down to the last 40 seconds of this half.
40 seconds, Western might just, oh, Doss fires, hit it! I thought they might try and run the clock right down. Doss instead pops for three from the left wing and hit it. 36-26, and now a steal off the trapping defense by Western. Burke Scott, he's going to go to the lane. Scoops it, missed. Oxley, another offensive rebound and a putback attempt. Powers it up, can't get it to go, but he does draw a whistle. Oxley has just been huge when he's been in there down low, attacking the offensive glass. Final 18.4 of our first half, and it's a 10-point Western lead. Can make it 12 with a good trip to the line. Actually, he misses the first.
Well, shockingly, there's been 36 points for Western, but only three players has made it, and that was off of that last shot. Finally, somebody other than Burke or Cottingham scored. Doss canning that three-pointer with ease.
Oxley's trying to make it a fourth player, and he gets that free throw to go make it 37-26. Griffin will come in for Oxley. 18.4 Western. Try and get one more turnover here before the half runs out. Stockbridge gets it in. Near steal by Burke. Tiptoeing on the line, ran into the official, and he did step on the sideline.
That's harsh to you needed a desperate basket, and the referee unfortunately just couldn't get out of the way for him. He made the catch, but he was off balance, towed the line.
I think they treat it as though the official's part of the playing surface, right, Keith?
Yes,
so
they
if
do.
They do get in, it's as if you just, it's just like if you tripped on the floor.
Right, but it's hard when you don't really want to crash into an adult for multiple reasons, and that's the easiest way to twist an ankle, stepping on his foot, and I think that's what he was most worried about. That put him off balance, and he just fell out of bounds. That's a huge play because suddenly Western has an 11-point lead. They're going to have the ball for the last possession. This is going to be a key moment to keep it a three-possession game or push it to a four-possession game.
Yeah, if you have one of those where, you know, if you'd like to get into the half down by nine, would have been great.
And with as many turnovers as there have been, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Stockbridge gets the turnover and shoots it up. So it'll be a nice ending this half.
37-26. Trey Cottingham, the story of the first quarter for Western. Second quarter, they haven't been as high scoring, and they've held Stockbridge to 8 points.
Yep, 11-8, so they've picked up 3 points. But
hot shooting from three-point land, and just a, I don't want to call it stifling Western defense. It's been more erratic than that, but they've done a great job of creating chaos and keeping Stockbridge uncomfortable. Into the corner, they'll get a Doss, no, French, 5 seconds. Burt trying to get to Cottingham, 2 seconds. Cottingham fires, falling away, and that one he's not going to get. Had to get it up before time ran out. 37-26 is our score as we head to the half for Denny's Restaurant. Denny's on Airport Road in Jackson, Denny's.com online. You can do Denny's On Demand online, order your food, and then pick it up at the restaurant. They'll have it all ready for you, hot and piping fresh and ready to go. You an omelet guy, Keith? You like an omelet?
I'm good at making omelets.
Super Slampler at Denny's. Try it out sometime. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the half. We'll come back and look at the numbers and get things set up for the second half. Again, Western leads 37-26 on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards at the half for Denny's Restaurant, Denny's.com online. Denny's on Airport Road. I once ran into Dwight Yoakam at Denny's on Airport Road. It was a chance meeting, and I can't believe it's real still. 6 minutes here, so left in the half. Halftime break, 37-26, Western got out to an 11-point lead. And, Keith, who got it done for the Panthers?
Which Panthers are we going for first, Stockbridge or Western?
Western, please.
Western, please. All right, so we had two stars of the half for Western. We had Cottingham that had 20 points, and we had Nathan Burke with 12 points.
Yeah, like you said, late in the into the half there, almost at the halftime, Western had really only had those two scoring. And Cottingham, how many threes did he have? Got him for six?
He had six threes, yes.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. He was just shooting the lights out, and then he got to the free throw line a couple times. But you could just see he just wanted the ball with space. And Nate Burke got his done in a grittier way, getting himself to the free throw line and getting buckets close to the basket.
Well, with Cottingham, he was 6 of 10, and one of those threes that he missed was just a prayer at the end. So if you take away that, that's 6 out of 9 from three-point land, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. There was two other Western Panthers that scored. Mikhail Doss with a three-pointer that he switched home, and then Tyler Oxley got the one free throw.
Oxley did a nice job on the offensive glass. I counted him for three, and again, that's just we weren't keeping rebounds, but I counted him for three offensive rebounds at least that I'm certain of. So he was doing a nice job down there getting extra possessions for Western. But I think the thing that really made the difference for them defensively is the chaos they created in the full court pressure. And even when they were just trapping at half court, Stockbridge never seemed like they were comfortable.
No, but you got to give Stockbridge some credit. They never looked rattled. And, in fact, I mean, you got Doss snagging all of these offensive rebounds, but as soon as he did, Stockbridge would surround him. So it really didn't come to much.
They did a good job of shutting down the attempts overall. And, you know, to hold Western to only 11 points that second quarter, that's what's kept them in the game. They still got some serious work to do to be completely back into it. But, you know, they definitely have a shot. They can control their turnovers a little bit more. And some of the things that they did on defense did cause some turnovers by Western. So it's not over yet.
Oh, sure, far from over. I don't think Stockbridge is going to go away at all. They seem pretty gritty out there. Who got the scoring done for Stockbridge?
Well, Chris Hall led the way with 9 points, 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Adam Twining had 2 points. Austin Perkins had 5 points, all of which was in the first quarter. Brandon Nelson had 4 total points in that first half. Kylan Ayers had 2 points. John Morris had 4 points for a total of 26.
Yeah, I'm surprised Nelson only had 4 because he felt like he was a major part of the offense. And really, he ran the show kind of from out at the top of the key area and kind of, I don't know, paced the offense and made sure the ball got to the right places. It was Hall who was very aggressive when he got the basketball, looking to go to the basket. And I could see that leading to extra trips to the line in the second half. I think they're going to probably – I mean, I thought the whistles were few and far between when they could have been quite – there could have been quite a few more fouls called in the first half. And sometimes in the second half you'll see that shift and you'll start seeing more of those calls happen. And Hall, being as aggressive as he was, could see himself end up at the line a few more times. Let's go ahead and take another 2 minutes here on the halftime for Denny's Restaurant, Denny's.com online, and we'll get things going in the second half. Again, 37-26 Western leads at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Castro, Steve Boyle, Keith Richards, not from the Rolling Stones. I knew I'd have to say it at least once. We're ready for the second half of action here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. I'll get some of those other scores to start coming in, and we'll get them to you. We got a game, and the power count's going to start. Our out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by AirTech Machining, manufacturing machining solutions for the aerospace industry. And
Western Trap produces results right away. They've got a little loose ball that boxed them out, let it go out of bounds on the end line.
So right away, Western creates a turnover. We're underway in the second half, 7:42 on our game clock. Cottingham, Burke, Griffin, Wissman, and French, the starting lineup out for Western. And Wissman has been kind of mitigated in there, the big man, because they've really stuffed up the middle with that zone. And there's a turnover created by Stockbridge's good zone pressure on Burke.
I think that's a lot of it. Stockbridge had to pick their poison, and so far they decided to shut down the inside game, and they've done it to a great result. It's just Western has picked it up on the outside.
Nice drive and dish to a cutting offensive player. So Hall on the drive, and the dish goes to Perkins. French working around the perimeter now, gets into the paint. He's going to get deep, create some space, and an easy one off the glass. 39-28, they keep the lead at 11 with under 7 to go third quarter. Still full court pressure by Western. And they'll trap at the half court. Hall got himself over the midline, and they trapped him there. Went up into the air, and Burke knocked it out of bounds. So it'll stay Stockbridge ball. But that Western pressure continues to be tough to manage. Hall led the team in scoring. He's with the basketball. Burke picks him up over midcourt up to the top of the key, and a dribble around by 32, John Morris. Now we get a drive from the baseline, a block from behind. A little too much contact. Both Caleb Griffin and Tyler Oxley went for the shot block. One of them got him in the head. That was Austin Perkins on the drive.
Tyler Oxley with his first foul.
They've done a good job of so far here, a couple times down the floor, getting a little penetration and finding the big man, Perkins, 6'4". Moving toward the basket, getting a little space. Missed that free throw.
Stockbridge could use every point they can get. He needs to drain this next one.
Important trips to the line early. 6.5 on the third quarter clock. Missed them both, and a good box out by Griffin. And French actually boxed out the shooter as it almost bounced right back to him. Cottingham to Burke, left wing for French. Gets down to Griffin on the baseline, goes to work, hands it through the defense to Tyler Oxley for another easy bucket. So right here, early second half, you can see Western getting some plays at the rim where they got it done in the first half behind the arc. Attacking the basket now, a missed three by Morris, and then a rebound by Western. Burke gets into the free throw line, now up to French, three-point shot, missed it. Oxley, another offensive board, and we had a battle. And that's going to be a foul against Nelson. Oxley with another offensive rebound. Big, strong guy down there. Fantastic defensive lineman for the Western football team. Corner for Cottingham out to Burke at the wing. Now he dribbles over to the middle. Left wing for French, deep. Skip pass over to Cottingham. And he'll skip it over to French in the corner. Gets down low and he gets it to Oxley. Dribbled and got himself way too deep. Missed the shot. Burke there for a tap. Missed it. And he knocks it away from the Stockbridge rebounder. And that'll be last touch Burke. Stockbridge ball. Yeah, Oxley took a dribble move and he was underneath the backboard. Got himself a little too deep.
He's been caught like there a couple times. That pressure, as soon as he gets the offensive rebounds, forced some bad shots.
Nice drive by Hall. Snuck it around Oxley and it looked like he was just going to miss it. Actually got him with the body, and that'll be another one against Tyler.
Two quick fouls this quarter.
41-28 our score. Western out in front. Stockbridge chasing them most of the way here. 5:18 to go third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Just a few minutes away from getting underway over at Grass Lake High School, East Jackson. And Grass Lake, you can hear that game on 95.9 The Power Cow, our expanded postseason high school basketball coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro.
Chris Hall makes that first free throw. About to take his second.
41-29, and that one's long. Rebounded Oxley, gets it out to Burke as Western looks to force it up the floor. Cutting Daniel Dustin. And knocked away there. Good defense by Stockbridge.
Austin Perkins with a deflection.
Dustin will inbound. Gets it into Oxley. Brings it out to Burke, right wing. Into the corner for Cottingham. He's all alone. Missed. Rebound battle and pulled down by Rabideau. But on the run out, outlet pass is stolen and Western attacks Burke all the way to the bucket. Puts it up, soft touch, but not soft enough. Missed it and rebounded by the Black and Orange Panthers. Up the floor, into the corner. There's a three-point attempt, and that one's good. John Morris for three. And the lead's down to nine, and Western's going to turn it over, and we'll get a timeout from the Western bench. Coach Molnix wants to talk it over. 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 41-32 Western leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards at Charlotte High School, round one of the district tournament. Western and Stockbridge battling here, 41-32 with 4:38 to go third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Stockbridge has finally got a little bit of momentum in this second half. They need to build on it with the ball here.
Hall looking to drive. Just lost it on the way in. Cottingham comes up with a steal. Behind the back dribble. Flips it ahead to Burke. And he'll skip it all the way across to French, who fires for three and hits. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one for Landon French. So just as it looked like Stockbridge was going to see some momentum, big shot by French. And it's back out to a 12-point Western Panther lead.
That's 5 points for him this quarter.
Actually knocks one away, and French up the floor to Burke. Burke steps back. I thought he traveled on that. Gets over to French. Pulls for three. Again, that one's long. Oxley rebounds. Out to Burke again. Burke calming everybody down. Goes to Cottingham. Deep left wing. steps up to the three-point line, dribbles in, now passes out to French. French trying to go down to Oxley. Good eyes by Morris to get there and walk in front of that pass. And Burke knocks it away, steals it back. Loose ball, saves it, diving to the ground. Gets it into Cottingham. What Burke wouldn't do for an extra possession here. Dustin gets it down low. Nice hang in the air shot. And now a quick 5-0 run by the Western Panthers. And it's up to a 46-32 lead. And that'll get a timeout from the Stockbridge bench. Let's take a 30-second timeout on the broadcast on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.319 to go, third quarter. Full court pressure here by Western. Stockbridge trailing by 14. And they do break the pressure, get into the front court. Right wing for Hall. Good skip pass to Morris. He gets into the paint. Drops it off in a nice little mid-ranger. Open for Austin Perkins, and he hits it. That's how you drew it up in the timeout.
Perfect execution.
Burt getting trapped out by the wing, goes into Nichols in the corner. Tries to dribble out of there, gets to the elbow. Stuck gets to Burt on the baseline, skips it to Castro. He'll fire for three. Rattled partway down, Dustin offensive rebound, puts it back up. And nice soft touch by Daniel Dustin, 48-34. Western continues to pressure, looking to trap a half court. Skip pass and Morris open for three. That one rattled partway down. It comes out. Now the battle for the rebound. Knocked away last touch. Perkins. And that'll be Western ball. Perkins will be a breather here.
Western maintaining that 14-point lead with a 48-34 score.
Burke bringing it up the floor slowly for Western. Right side for Castro. Back to Burke. About five steps behind the three-point line. Now Castell, same distance, only on the right wing. Burke gets it back at the top, hands off to Nichols, dribbles across top of the key. Castell drives from there, double clutch. Nowhere to go with it once he got in the air, and he just kind of throws it up. And it is missed. And on the run out, what do we got?
Looks like they're calling it right out of bounds. They're not going to call that contact for the foul. They're still letting him play this half.
Yeah, really, just two fouls on Western and one for Stockbridge, and we're just less than 2 minutes from the end of the third quarter. Kyle Doss alone for three, left that one short. Rebound battle, and there's contact there. It looks like we will get a whistle this time. That'll go against Daniel Dustin, and that is Adam Twining ahead, position down low, Keith, on the rebound.
Holding his face there a bit. Looks like he got popped in the nose.
That'll bring a few tears to your eyes. Ooh, almost traveled there real quick, Morris, but he gets it away to Twining, and he almost traveled. Morris streaking up the right side. Twining at the top, gets to Nelson. Nelson into the corner for Morris. Pressure knocked away, last touch.
Double Morris. Deflection and ended it up out of bounds. Western hit it, deflected right off the Stockbridge player. Western ball.
Yeah, hit Morris right in the chest. Good job by Western, 48-34. Still 14-point advantage for Western. Minute 25 on our third quarter clock. Burke, right wing, gets to the baseline for Griffin. Attacks the basket, floated it, no good. Dustin rebounds, put back, no good. But he'll get two free throws for the effort. I like the way Burke, when he gets it, even though he has not shot a three yet, he always makes them think he might. Makes them come out and guard him, and if they don't come out and guard him, he's going to dribble in until somebody does stop him, and then he knows he's got a guy on either side of him or maybe even all the way across the court that he can go to.
He seems like he has the skill set that he can pop that three, and he got to honor it.
Dustin hits, and it's 49-34, so split the pair. Minute 14 to go here. Nelson gets it up to Hall. Left wing. Now he looks to drive into the paint. Double jump. Missed it. Rebounded Dustin, and Burke running out for Western. Doss fakes the three-pointer, leaves it for Burke. He'll dribble into the paint. Oh, into the bucket, Burke! Too strong. Gets his own rebound. And Burke looking to dribble out, and we'll get some contact. Hall missed the foul on that one for Stockbridge.
Everything that Burke does, he does with authority. He's got his head up, and he aggressively looking where he wants to go, and he forces his way to it.
They missed Burke last year. He broke his hand late in the season, his left-hand shooting hand. They missed him in the tournament last year, but full strength, full health right now for Burke, and he's leading the Panthers to a 15-point lead with 34 seconds to go in the third. Nichols drives in, passes back out to Burke. He's going to maybe hold it out for one to end the third quarter.
Nice 15-point advantage. If they can grow that lead to 17 or 18, they'll be in awesome shape for the fourth quarter.
Doss finding some space. Pump fakes the triple. In the corner for Griffin. Gets it out to Burke. Dribbles to the top, 7 seconds. Nice open look for Griffin. Missed it. Tapped, long rebound. And out ahead of everyone, and flung it up from half court. Falling down and nearly got it to go. That was Josh Lewis for Stockbridge.
Gives us a third quarter score of 49-34, which means that the Western Panthers were able to extend their lead a bit more. They got 12 points that quarter versus only 8 points for Stockbridge.
Let's take 30 seconds. We're back with the fourth quarter at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards, 8 minutes coming up on the clock here, ready for the fourth quarter. Western with a 15-point lead against Stockbridge in the Battle of the Panthers here, first round district basketball, and they're just about ready to get underway over at Grass Lake. We'll start getting to work on the AirTech Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard, machining solutions for the aerospace industry. We're glad to have them on board. And they'll be around for the entirety of this week. We've got a total of 5 games here in WKHM, another 4 games on the Power Cow. Inbound goes to Nate Burke. Right side for Cottingham. At the top for French. Right wing Wisman out there. Burke gets it on the right wing and a little deeper. Cottingham near the top of the key, pump faking the three, looking to drive. All the way in, scoring off the glass. Cottingham says, I'm not one-dimensional. I like to have a three-point shot, but I can go to the bucket too.
First two of the half.
Yeah, Cottingham after 20 points in the first half. Just 2 here in the second half, but they're a big 2. It pushes the lead out to 17. Western still trapping. Good job to get out of the trap and get a good look. And there's a drive from the top. Nice finish at the bucket.
More athletic plays that Stockbridge has had all game.
Adam Twining going to the bucket. Cottingham gets it up after pressure from Stockbridge. They're going to pretty much have to press most of the way. Cottingham driving in, floats it. Partially blocked, but he's going to get a foul too. And that'll be another pair of free throws for Trey.
Falls on John Morris, his third.
Is that the worst foul trouble, Keith? 3 fouls?
Fortunately, my foul-keeping abilities need work. I'll try to correct that for the next game, but I believe that is correct.
I think so, too. A little confirmation. Our best guess is that the only... So no one... Basically, I mean, no one seems to be in dire foul trouble. Nobody's had to go to the bench.
They're just not calling enough fouls for anybody to foul trouble, to be perfectly honest. And there's only been 8 called this half.
They whistled one right there. And I didn't see who they got for it.
It's like 31 again. So on, that'd be Cottingham for Western.
Chris Hall weaves through the Western Panther defense, has it knocked away. And it'll stay Stockbridge ball. There's Nelson to inbound. He goes all the way across to Twining. Passes out to Morris, back to him. Twining in the corner, looks to go baseline, spins. Out to Morris. Goes into the corner for Nelson, out to Hall. And there is Morris open for 3. Short rebound battle, and Wisman pulls it down. 6'7", big man, and French dribbles up the left side for Western. Looks to cross over against Hall, and looks like it went off his foot. State Western ball. Griffin, Burke, French, Wiseman, and Cottingham. The starting lineup back in for the Panthers. Inbounds into the backcourt, and Burke's got it. Dribbles over the Oriole logo in the middle of the floor for the Charlotte Orioles. They got a first-round bye today. They'll be waiting for the winner of this one on Wednesday. Cottingham looking to get into the elbow area. Passes back out to French. Goes across to Griffin. Gets a screen from Wiseman, who looks to roll to the bucket. Heading for a moment. A little too late on the decision there by Cottingham. Throws it away. Stockbridge gets the turnover. Nelson coming up the floor. Into the corner. There's a good look for Morris. Too strong. Rebounded by Burke. 52-36. We're under 6 minutes left in this second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Burke to the bucket. Spins. Double clutch. Left it short, but he gets a whistle. He's got a knack for getting into the lane and drawing contact.
Big part of his game. Allows him to get points and get the other team in foul trouble.
He'll go to the line once again.
That foul is on Adam Twining for Stockbridge. His first.
And it's good. 53-36. Burke takes the couple dribbles, fires that one short, didn't hit anything. And that will give the basketball to Stockbridge. Western trying to set up the trap. Burke will go to the bench. Little breather here. And that'll get Zachary Nichols into the game. Midcourt, left side for Hall. Into the corner. Twining trapped there. Gets to the high post for Perkins. Now back out. Twining fires for three. Too strong. Missed everything. French grabs the rebound opposite side of the bucket, dribbles it up the floor right side. Cottingham alone. He'll pull for three. No. Rebounded by Griffin. Passes back out to Nichols. Ooh, lost it for a moment. French recovers. Gets a screen. Into the lane. Gets up in the air. It's partially blocked, but he gets contact too. And French will get a pair of free throws.
It's kind of remarkable. Cottingham just doesn't seem to have the same form that he had that first half. He still looks like he's got some confidence in it, but it doesn't seem to be quite as in rhythm.
Missed that one in French at the free throw line. That one's down. 54-36. Starting to look dire for Stockbridge now with only 5:13 remaining in this game. Stay tuned for the second half of our doubleheader. Northwest and Eden Rapids up next. French misses that one off the heel, but it rebounds all the way out to French. Passes to Griffin in the corner. He tries to drive baseline, reverses it out to French. He dribbles out to midcourt to Nichols. Now Cottingham's got it. They're going to try to eat up a little clock here. Cottingham driving, gets into the lane, into the air. Triple teamed and blocked. So it'll stay Western ball. Cottingham into the trees there with nowhere to go.
It was like a running back trying to shield that ball. I think he managed to do it and still keep the two steps, but he was definitely trying everything to protect it against the bigger men.
Nichols to the top for Cottingham, right side for Nichols. He looks to drive, gets into the paint, stops, and now passes back out to Wiseman. French now cross court to Cottingham, working against Morris behind the back dribble. Try to create some space. Goes to Griffin at the high post. Works his way down. Spin move. Nice scoop and score for Griffin. And now we'll get a timeout. And I think we're going to see full timeout for Stockbridge. Let's take a 1 minute break with 4:32 to go. It's 56-36. Western leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle with Keith Richards making his broadcast debut tonight. Western leads by 20 with 4:32 to go in this one. They keep the full court pressure on. Hall to Perkins. Excuse me, Nelson. Nelson over to Morris into the corner. And there's a three-pointer for Rabideau. Missed it, rebounded by Landon French, and Western turns it up the floor, gets it to Burke left side, down to the baseline for Dustin, out to French, back to Burke. Deep left wing, and Burke taking his time. The clock is Western's friend the rest of the way. Burke getting some pressure. Nelson bumped him with the hips. Burke went down, but that's going to be 1-1 the rest of the way for Western.
It's going to be the fourth foul on Brandon Nelson for Stockbridge.
So there's somebody in foul trouble.
After the fall, they're getting that perspiration wiped up, which is causing a little bit of a delay.
It's like my one of my bath towels. It's sort of maroon, Panthers maroon color. Dave Van Riper over there. Ryan Mulnix. As Burke misses the front end of the 1-1. So 56-36, rebounded by Stockbridge, but the near turnover there on the sideline. Hall's able to control it. Right wing, and he'll fire for a deep triple. There you go. Why has that been going up all game? As he hits a deep triple, 56-39.
It's the first three for him. First three attempted.
There's Cottingham. Deep wing. Looking for a screen from Oxley. Instead, he goes down to Dustin alone on the low block, and easy finish there. For Daniel Dustin.
Put that up with confidence.
Morris driving. Dishes on the run to Rabideau. He'll pass back out to Morris. Nelson was alone. Hall steps up for three. Missed that one. Long rebound chased down by Burke. Burke going up the left side of the basketball court. Nice feed down to Dustin all alone. Can't forget about those guys down in the low block. 60-39, now 21, the biggest lead for Western. With 3:07 to go. Nelson at the top. Gets into the elbow. Out for Morris. Fires for three. No. Rebound battle. Dustin and Twining. And Dustin gets it away to French. Who gives it to Burke. Turns it up the floor. Twining's going to try and chase him down from behind. Burke saw it coming. Settles in. Drops it off for French. Now Cottingham. Just a few feet here from our score table. Cross court to Burke. 2:34 left, 60-39 Western. Now we're going to time out for the Panthers, and they'll look to get some substitutions into the game. Full timeout for the Panthers. We'll use this opportunity to take a one-minute break. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. 60-39 Western leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Western kind of going four corners here, trying to eat up clock, and Talutki turns it over. Stockbridge on the run out, gets to the bucket, off the glass, score it, and a chance to go to the line for the three-point play is Josh Lewis.
He was being chased by Panthers, kept his composure, and shot it up and over a bigger defender.
2:08 remains in this one, 60-41. And there's one on the AirTech Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Grass Lake out to an early lead against East Jackson, 19-13 in the second quarter. AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, machining solutions for the aerospace industry.
Josh Lewis hits the free throw to complete the three-point play.
Castell feeling some pressure on the sideline, loses it out of bounds. He wanted a foul. No whistle there. 2 minutes exactly on the clock as I look up. And there's Twining firing for three, missed it. Rebound battle, and that one's going to be pulled down by Western. And Logan Baum. Shumpert in the corner for three, missed. Rebounded by Talutki. And then we'll get some contact after the play. And get a foul against Twining.
Been really impressed.
Austin Perkins.
Been really impressed with Western strategy this half. In the first half, they had 7 threes made for 21 points. This half, they've been working it down inside. They've had the lead. There's no real reason to shoot the outside shot, and it's generated fouls on Stockbridge.
Missed free throw, rebounded by Perkins, and he comes up the left side of the floor. He'll stop and fire for three. No. Rebounded, Baum again. Up the left side to Shumpert. He goes behind the back, and that's off the glass by Dustin. Missed and rebounded by Stockbridge.
Shumpert likes his nifty little passes. He's had several of them.
Morris missed that shot, rebounded by Shumpert, and get a traveling violation against Shumpert.
That's a tough call. He got
a lot of contact.
Shot right to the back.
Minute 12 remains, 60-42. Looks like Western's going to hold on. Just waiting to see what the final is going to be. Adam Twining to inbound. Dustin in his face, gets to the backcourt for Morris. Baum waiting for him to come over center court. Hands off to Twining. Into the corner there is Nelson for three, and he hits. Brandon Nelson, 6'3", junior. Castro's got it for Western. 53 seconds, 60-45 is the score. Taluki, opposite side. Gets it over to Baum. Tries to skip it to Castro and throw that one away. That went to Cottingham's dad, and he tried to hide the basketball on the stands. Happy guy watching his son help these Panthers to what looks to be an opening round win here. 43.9 to go. Tough to make up 15 points in less than a minute, Keith.
It is. I mean, you're talking about Cottingham's dad. I mean, that kid scored so much of the points for Western.
Even after kind of slowing down in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, he's only put up two, but he's got 22 of the 60 points. I mean, that's one heck of a night. And the bottom line is they just haven't needed Cottingham to score like that. They've made a concerted effort to get it down low, and it's worked. It's helped them salt this game away. All the while getting Stockbridge in foul trouble with 18 fouls, and only occurring 5 fouls for Western.
Stay tuned. Following the final buzzer on this game, we'll have the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and kind of a post-game slash pre-game as we get ready for the second half of our doubleheader here coming up Northwest and Eaton Rapids. Final 40 seconds of this one, 60-45 Western. Comfortably in front. There's a turnaround jump hook by, I've got that, 35 is Brody Canfield, senior for Stockbridge. Taluki out to Mikhail Doss, who's on the floor. Cross court, knocked away, stolen by Morris. Goes right over to Nelson, back to Morris, and he missed it. Gets his own rebound, goes over to Nelson, and he gets the reverse layup to go. 60-47 with eight seconds. Cross pass to Doss, nearly picked off there. Taluki will hold on to it, and there's your buzzer. 60-47, your final. Western Panthers victorious.
That was an impressive game. Stockbridge put a heck of an effort. They battled the whole way through, didn't look rattled, but anytime they had a run, Western had the answer. The result's a nice double-digit lead, or win for them.
Yeah, I think a big moment, Keith, was, exactly where it was, maybe late third quarter. Stockbridge got a little momentum. You felt it.
It was midway. Maybe it was maybe just before the midway point. They got the lead down to 9. Western's coach wisely called a timeout. And I think you mentioned it was an instant 5-0 run that led to a 14-point lead and a timeout by Stockbridge. And, you know, unlike Western's timeout, Stockbridge was just not able to take that momentum back.
Yep. Yeah, that was a real pivotal moment where Stockbridge had a chance to cut into the lead and you know, get it close, and Western seized the opportunity away and just got in front and never really looked back. Finished that one off 60-47, again the final. We'll take 3 minutes here on the post game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. We'll get our player of the game and set things up for game number 2 of the doubleheader here. Again, the final 60-47. Western moves on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Keith Richards on the post game here for Subway Restaurants. Yes, Free Bob, Subway's in Jackson do a box lunch program for area sports teams. So if you've got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with those Jackson area Subways. They will be pleased to help you out. Yes, sir, Bob and the crew. All those Subway areas. When's the last time you had Subway, Keith? It's been a minute?
It's been a minute, but I used to have them at lunches after Jackson High, that Subway right there on West Ave.
Yeah, what's your favorite sandwich?
I like the club, always have.
Club. I'm not in that club, but I do enjoy Subway restaurants. And our player of the game, you called it out. He probably had clinched that real early in the game, is Trey Cottingham. You can't discount that shooting effort in the first quarter and the wave of momentum that he gave Western and got him out into a lead. And early on, it was a back-and-forth game, and it was him hitting shot after shot that really got Western out in front. And I think in the second half, as you mentioned, Western started really pushing it down into the paint, getting buckets close to the basket. And I think that happens as a result of how much they have to watch Trey Cottingham outside of the arc.
Absolutely, but Trey Burke's effort in the second half also sealed the deal, and he had a respectable 17 points to match up with Cottingham's 22. But that lead that they managed to get over halftime helped them to coast to the victory. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely give it to Cottingham. But
we'll give it to Cottingham, and it's definitely an honorable mention for Nate Burke. Controls the game, and just like you said, he does everything with authority. Rebounds, drives to the basket, everything he does looks like it was exactly what he meant to do, you know. It never seems to be out of place or uncomfortable.
As I was thinking about, I'm trying to think of who stand out on defense, but it was just a swarming effort. Mm. It felt to me like the effort that Stockbridge needed to break it, they would finally break it, and then they would look up, and they wouldn't know where to go with the ball afterwards. Because mm-hmm. even after the one stage of the press got done, Western switched to a trapping zone, and they just never really felt comfortable, Stockbridge,
right,
on the offensive end. And that's nothing but the relentless pressure that Western caused in every part of the court on defense.
Well, and they wear that on the back of their shirts, 94 feet for 32 minutes. And they lived that tonight, and it led them to a victory, 60-47. Western's going to move on and face
Charlotte
waiting, and that'll be our Wednesday game, 6 o'clock, right here from Charlotte High School. I'll probably be sitting in the same seat, and we'll be ready for that one Wednesday. Keith, let's round out. I know you, as close as you can get with some of those final point totals for the Panthers. The Panthers of Parma, Western Michigan.
Give me a half second. So we said that we had 17 points for Nate Burke. Daniel Dustin had a very strong second half after not putting any points in the first half for 9 points. Landon French in the same boat. He didn't have any points in the first half, but he had 6 points in the second. Trey Cottingham finished with 22 points total. Mikhail Doss had 3 points. Caleb Griffin had 2 points, and Tyler Oxley had 2 points to round out Western's effort.
Yeah, Oxley did a nice job on the boards. You mentioned Daniel Dustin down the stretch, kept being the guy that they would find near the basket, and he was, you know, you got to make those shots when you get them, and he did it, and that just helped keep Western in front, and they never looked back. So our player of the game tonight, Trey Cottingham, with an honorable mention to Nate Burke. Let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the postgame for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, and we'll put on our pregame hat for game two of the doubleheader here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.